Grandma Louise called in to ask Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Jackie Mack Harris and Chris Williams advice on why her 17-year-old grandson would think of her as the enemy rather than the one who loves and raises him. Then Jim Burns, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and Chris Williams listen in as Rhonda inquired about not feeling safe and that she'd suffered from fear, depression, and anxiety since she was a teenager. We so appreciate people picking up the phone to call with their cares and their concerns so that the healing process can begin. I hope you all feel like you can call when you need to. We do our best to address our Club New Life callers first.
Luis in Dallas, Texas, listening on KWRD. Luis, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Tell us what's going on.
I've been thinking about it, and at first I was like, okay, how can I help my grandson, who I'm raising, not feel like I'm his enemy? However, I think I'm changing the question.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very in-depth. So my question, I guess, now is there's a lot going on. Okay, and he has been to so many – I've taken him to counselors, to, you know – different support groups and everything, and he just won't do it.
What's he struggling with?
Everything.
Well, give me for instance.
Seriously. Well, I'm gonna okay. So with school, he had 58 days of truancy.
Okay.
He would not get up. He would not go to school. He likes to get high, and he's only 17. We live in Texas. That's not gonna happen. It happens, but then he can't handle, his body just can't handle.
Where's mom and dad?
So, you know what? And that's where I get to the point where it's like, I guess I'm not enough. I'm just not enough. I'm single. I've raised him his entire life, him, and I've also had his brother and sister as well. So there's three. Mom and dad are, my son is their dad, and, we lost him from diabetes.
Oh. How long ago was that?
Been a little over 5 years.
Okay.
So the mom's never really been in her life. Okay. That was her choice. No, ran her off. Nobody asked her to leave. Nothing.
I heard you say something that I just want to go back to. When Chris asked you where mom and dad were, you said, okay, I get it. I'm not enough. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how much the struggle with your grandson is a similar issue of I'm not enough.
He's not enough. He feels like he's not enough. I don't know, because like I said, I've tried everything I know to do. Counseling, grief counseling. He doesn't want to do it. He refuses it. No matter what is offered to him, he doesn't want to do it.
He's just really, really resistant to any help. Yeah.
He's resistant to everything.
And real quickly, hold on, Luis. What is his resistance doing to you? What's happening inside of you?
Well, I mean, I don't want to see him struggle, but it's to the point where now, it's even spilled over into, the juvenile system.
But hold on. Luis, hear my question again. His struggle is doing what to you? What's happening inside of you?
It's tearing me up.
Yeah.
It's tearing me up because I can't help him. He feels like I shouldn't have any control of his life. He should have all control. And I'm like, but son, that doesn't work. It's not going to work until you're, older for sure. And then you don't always get to control everything regardless of how old you are.
And so Louise, how can we help you?
Okay. My question is at this point, so he is in the juvenile system. Okay. And I'm trying to keep him to where he's not going into it long term. Okay. I've had so many professional people tell me he needs to go long term.
Okay.
Which means he would be where he would not be at home. I begged this kid to go to an RTC where he would be not under the juvenile system, but yet not under my home.
It sounds like the struggle you're having is with releasing him to the system so that they can do the work that needs to be done that you haven't been able to. And you may have to grieve the fact that you can't fix this and he's going to have to lie in the bed he made. And the hope is that he gets the help and the healing in juvenile hall at 17 so that he isn't out on the street at 18, 20, 21 doing something that gets him prison time. He's going to have to ride this.
Oh, and it just killed me.
Yeah. That's why Chris is asking you what's happening inside of you, because the thing you can do something about is what it's doing to you. Are you in therapy for yourself?
Not right now, no. We're going to, within the juvenile system, there's a psychologist and there's a psychiatrist and there's all the other people, right? So we do a little bit of counseling there, but it's really not really counseling because he refuses to do the counseling.
He's not going to do it. So you're going to have to work towards accepting that he is in a place in a space where nothing you do or say is going to fix it. He is angry and he is rigidly holding on to his anger. And it may be that's his only connection to his dad is his anger. And he's not going to give it up for you. So I would recommend you find a therapist for yourself and you find a life recovery group so that you have some support. I'm sure you didn't intend to be raising your 3 grandchildren at this point in your life. So connecting with some people who understand what you're going through and who can be a safe place for you to process, I think is really important.
Well, I've raised him his entire life. Mm-hmm. So it's not like new.
Well, but that's even still, you've raised him his whole life, but there is this innate need in us to be connected to our parents. Mm-hmm. Even I have foster kids and they were in an abusive situation. They came to live with us and every day they wanted their father. Every day they wanted him back in their life, even though he had been the one hurting them. It's just innate in us to be connected to our parents. So even though you are doing all you can as his grandmother to raise him well, he is still living out his attachment wounds of not having a mother and father who chose to stay there and parent him.
Yeah.
His dad passed away.
And
he didn't have a choice.
He didn't have a choice, but when we're in our grief, someone leaves us, it's the leaving that we're stuck to. The how they left doesn't often come up. It's just, why couldn't you still be here? And we don't know that he's thinking that because he's not talking right now. And since you can't get him to talk, you're not going to be able to help him make it better. And so you're going to have to go talk to someone. So you go do what he won't do.
Yeah. I think that'd be great. Show the example of what it looks like to deal with your pain. Because, Sherry, it reminds me of something that you have talked about before as well. And that is when we can't control the shame or the grief is overwhelming. I should say this, we can't control the emotional impact, and so we control through other ways and other means. And it sounds like that's what Luis is struggling with here.
I just, I hear, girl, you're exhausted.
Mm, yeah.
You're absolutely exhausted. I want to give you a purple heart. I do. I want to give you a purple heart because I think you've left it all on the field. But I also hear, even in your laughter, amidst your exhaustion, I just hear how dropped you feel by treatment professionals. You don't have somebody to carry you, to protect you, to help you. And so there's almost kind of this contempt for people like me, other therapists or whatever, because no one has swooped in to help you with this overwhelming situation. It's like being on a war, being on a, you know, out in a war zone and
having it is.
And then having the leaders of our country not come for you. Mm-hmm. and let you stay in that place. Mm-hmm. It's such a powerless place. Yeah. So the only thing you do, right, to protect is just poor contempt. It's like, I just, nothing's going to help, right? And we just get more and more stuck. But I hear the exhaustion. And based on what Chris said, I also work with foster kids. And I'm hearing your 17-year-old, he's struggling with abandonment. Relational abandonment. And I have kiddos on my, you know, that I would go see every week, that their strategy is, I'm going to make you not like me first, so I don't have to fall in love with you again and lose you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're proving that no matter what he does, you're not turning away from him. You haven't abandoned him. You're the safe person he can act out with. You're always going to be there.
But Jackie's right. He needs a higher level of care, and you still get a Purple Heart.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you are enough, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You are absolutely enough.
Because when we fight against these things and these losing battles that are so meaningful to us, that's where a shame message like, you're not enough, comes in and starts taking over our lives. And Luis, we want, one, to echo Jackie, we want you to know you are more than enough.
Yes.
But your grandson is in such pain and in such a serious condition. I oftentimes, this is my line, families make terrible treatment centers.
Amen.
There's a higher level of care. If he had cancer, you wouldn't want him being cared for just in the home by you. And so he's carrying an emotional cancer inside of him that needs a higher level of care. I'm not saying the juvenile system is the best, but it may be better. And he may be resisting, and he may not be burned out yet. He may not have felt his bottom yet, but it sounds like it's there. And so you've already played the long game, and I want you to hear Sherry and say, it's time to pull back. You don't have to tap out, but to pull back and let others care so you can get the care that you need and the clarity that you need.
Well,
and I hear in underneath all this, Luis, is the need, the terrible need to let go. But we know when we let go, underneath the let go is the grief.
And you're not you're not letting go of him.
Not at all.
You're not abandoning him. You're just letting go of the belief that you can fix this.
Right. And he tells me if he goes, he said, I'll never forgive you. And I know he's a kid, and he's saying this, he's lashing out, because he certainly does not want to go into this system.
Yeah.
He does not want to go into this. But, and I've asked him so many times, I'm like, if you've just done what I asked you to do.
Yes, and this is what it is. He doesn't believe he has choice yet. Hopefully he will. Luis, here's...
Well, at this point, they're calling me to say, we're going to pick him up.
Yeah. Well, let's do this first, okay? We want to get you into the help you need. Your grandson is going to need the long game, not the short game. And it's and there's a long ways for him to go. But we believe in you. We believe in your process.